In today's episode, JJ's games belong in a museum, Samantha prefers a railgun, Mike dunks on a new system, and I just beg Mike to play something else. This is episode 66. Talk about
that's five people.
Big to do.
Yep, it is a big to do, but unfortunately, it's a spoiler. We don't want to spoil the next episode. Hi, welcome to Fun Sphere Game Club. I'm Josh.
And he's alone.
It's only Josh today.
I'm nobody.
Sometimes I feel like I'm just talking to myself on these episodes, but you know what, folks? I'm going to let you guys know a little something. I'm not the only Josh here today.
Yes.
You never are.
There's at least three Joshes on any given podcast episode.
That's true.
Well, then I am other Josh.
You are better, Josh. You have the coolest use your initials as your name, which I, as a kid, was always so envious of the kids that had the initial names.
I think it was more of a spelling thing for me. Two J's. A lot easier.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. I'm glad to announce that JJ will be joining us for more episodes. As
yay.
Part of our new cast. So, yay, everybody's super happy about it. Including those including those clowns, Samantha and Mike.
Who are they?
Yeah. So, JJ, you might have to practice with them about whose name you're going to use every week. So, that'd be fun. All right. Well, why don't we go around and talk about some games we've been playing today, folks? And JJ, if you're all right with it, why don't you kick us off today?
So I'm still playing the same game I talked to you about a month ago, and it's Final Fantasy 16. I am so behind on that game. So,
okay.
So I'm embarrassed to even say that I'm still playing it, but I get about an hour a day. So I just looked at my stats, and I'm 26 hours into it, so I still have a lot of work to do.
Nice.
Still have. So what are your impressions of it? You know, we talked about it just briefly off mic and stuff like that, but let us know your thoughts.
I enjoy it. I think it's fantastic. It's a step in the right direction, but I do miss some of the smaller elements, such as real-time combat, but, you know, they kind of got rid of that starting with 10, so... it's fun. You know, I like button mashing. I like trying to figure things out that way. And it does make it a little bit easier. And you can play for about an hour and then, you know, stop playing as opposed to get involved with the story. So I like that approach.
I was going to say that was one of the things I definitely appreciated about this game, too, was it wasn't like, all right, I need to block off 3 to 4 hours to possibly get through a level / you know, in the event that I did die and have to restart. This is a very, like... manageable Final Fantasy, which sounds weird saying that together. It really does.
Man. Thinking about button mashing, I was never sure how to get it, but my favorite, like, Clive takedown or whatever is when he would, like, push the enemy down and put his sword in there and then, like, wiggle it around. Because this chest is so mean.
Oh.
That's always why I like the Gunblade. Is because you would slice somebody and then you would pull the trigger, so you would shoot inside of them.
Brutal.
But the gun blade as a weapon is it's counterproductive or the best thing ever. I mean, you never shoot first. You always stab someone first and then use the gun, you know? There's no distance, no strategy, just went in crazy and stabbed and then shot.
Well, I think if you actually tried to wield the thing, you would immediately break like break your wrist.
First and foremost, no human being
you would need
a
brace
can wield any Final Fantasy protagonist
yeah,
main
Cloud's weapon.
What I think
this little 4 foot nothing guy has a sword.
I think they did the math
him.
On his sword, and it would weigh like 750 pounds easily.
Wow.
Well, you see. His forearms, he's like Popeye.
No, he'd have to be. I mean, you know. And I was going to say, and it doesn't get any better. Like, you know, the gun blades, those would be like 300 pounds. And...
What about a rail gun blade?
See, now we're talking. Now we're talking like Metal Gear Solid type weapons. That sounds like something Raiden would use for sure.
That just seems better for point blank. Like,
assuming that you want to kill everyone, including yourself, yes, a point blank railgun, that's gonna work.
Just gonna shoot work. Through the earth.
So I have a question about Final Fantasy 16, since you all have played it now.
Yes.
Is there as much product placement as in 15?
All
like
right,
with
so,
the cup noodles?
No,
I don't believe there is.
I guess it's harder since this one clearly takes place in the past.
Yeah. And it's pretty much Game of Thrones as well, so, I mean, it's not a product placement, but, you know.
Yeah, it's you could definitely say it's a shout-out to the Game of Thrones TV series. You could definitely say that.
Yeah, Yoshi Blue did make everyone watch it.
All right, so let me ask you guys a question. Since like I said, this is the Final Fantasy I've come back to since 10, or since I played, 12?
We played 12, yeah.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. Okay, so... Did it? I know there was all the controversy about product placement in 15. Did any of the other games have product placements? Do the online ones have, like, sponsored events or anything, Samantha?
Well, they just cross over with other Square Enix properties. But they are doing a Fall Guys collaboration, apparently. They're adding, I don't really know about Fall Guys, but they played the trailer for it after they revealed the next expansion. They're adding a Fall Guys type game to the Gold Saucer, which might be fun. And then I think Fall Guys is just getting like a bunch of weird blobby Final Fantasy 14 characters.
Okay.
Otherwise, they have a couple collaborations. But I don't really know. They did a big one with Yo-Kai Watch.
Okay.
But I don't know collaborations really count.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because I have been trying to restart playing Street Fighter VI again. And I've noticed that, man, they have a lot of sponsored events by, like, clothing companies and stuff like that. Like, they'll give your characters some free T-shirts or something like that, but they'll be... and I think that was a thing that they definitely started doing in 5. I know they have, like, Capcom Cup special times and stuff like that, which is, you know, it's kind of the same company that owns the game promoting it. But I think they have had product placement, and it's so weird that product placement is not necessarily all that new for video games. I mean, growing up, we had all the company... like the Noid NES games.
Well, then they made their
and the
own
McDonald's
games.
Games and stuff
the
like that.
The Burger King games.
Oh
yeah,
yeah. The Grimace Game Boy game.
The Grimace Game Boy game.
Yeah, that came out this year.
What?
Even though it's not actually on the Game Boy, it's just a in the style of a Game Boy Color game.
Oh, I see. No, I thought that could legit be real. I was not surprised by that.
Sometimes Final Fantasy 14 does things with Grubhub, but you don't get like it's just like if you like they did it a couple years ago. Like if you bought something from Grubhub and put in this promotional code, you got a eating pizza emote in game. But there's no like
okay.
There's no Grubhub label. There's no like corporate labels anywhere.
Okay, so...
Well, what was the Penn and Teller game that you were telling me about, JJ?
It was a Sega CD game that you had to drive from Arizona to Las Vegas, I think.
Probably.
And it's an 8-hour game, and you can only go 45 miles an hour. There's nothing to see. There's no views. And you've got to keep your finger on the gas the entire time. And if you release it, the game starts, and you have to restart the entire trip.
A troll game. That's
yeah,
awesome.
It's definitely a troll game. And you had, and it was just a straight line. There was no turn. So if you, kind of went left or right, you would have to start over.
Do you have to sit there for 8 hours, or can you save and come back?
No, 8 hours, one stop.
That's insane.
Could you not just tape the button down?
Yeah, but I think you have to, because you're. Imagine if your car had. Because it swerves while it's driving, so you have to keep it centered.
Oh, so you have to correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I was going to say, the tires need balancing in the bus or something like that.
I was going to say, that's like, you know, you have simulator games like Gran Turismo and Forza. I never thought that the magic of Penn and Teller would come to a driving sim, but... Man, I'm in. That just sounds like the next level to me. It's just, you know, there are plenty of bus driver sims, so maybe they'll just license Penn and Teller's name to put above it. That'd be good. Oh. All right. So, JJ, anything else you have played, or, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be the most recent game that you've tried and enjoyed recently?
No. Well, yeah, but they're kind of embarrassing. So I went back on my FMV kick and I played American Hero.
Okay.
Oh, bad. No, it's so bad. and then I even hate to say I did this, but I purchased the unedited version for my PC, and that game is awful. It is not good. It's really bad. I'm almost embarrassed that I own it, you know? So, but a friend of mine, he was in Raleigh and picked up the physical version of it for my PS4. So, now I have three different versions of that game, two digital, and now, so it's my new Night Trap, I guess.
You know what, JJ, we're not going to let you sit alone here being the most embarrassed. Guys, let's go around the room. What is the most embarrassing game that you own? Mike?
I don't know.
Okay, I got mine. Rumble Roses. That is a baller-ass wrestling game. Now, it's pervy, but don't get me wrong. Like, literally, the wrestling mechanics in the game are really good.
I feel like I've seen that on... When did that come out?
The original one was for PlayStation 2, like, in the latter part of its life cycle. And then they had a... I hate to call it a sequel, but it was a launch title for the Xbox 360, but it was, like, stripped down really, really badly from the previous version. It was very disappointing.
I don't know why it sounds familiar, but... All right. You bought it for the mechanics.
It is! It's a super good wrestling game! Okay, Mike has got the Burger King games... Sneak King.
In the shrink wrap.
In the shrink wrap. No, Mike, was that all three? Was that Sneak King, Pocket Racer?
Yeah, Pocket Bike Racer and Big Bumpin'.
Big Bumpin'.
No, this is probably the most embarrassing game I own, though.
The B Movie game.
On the Xbox 360.
I don't think I don't own very many games. I'm not embarrassed by any of them.
I know the most embarrassing game you've suggested.
What?
My Horse Prince.
Oh. That's for the memes. Can't be embarrassed by that. I don't know.
Okay.
I know there's games I bought that I ended up hating, but I wasn't embarrassed to own any of them.
That's fine. I wasn't trying to.
Yeah, I'm not embarrassed to own B.
I'm not embarrassed to own Rumble Roses. It's good. I just want to make sure that JJ doesn't feel embarrassed. We all have games like that that we all sort of love for weird reasons. Okay.
Yeah, I'm on board.
I mean, I played Black Desert for 5 seconds because my friend kept telling me the character creator was the best, and then I was like, this is not the best, and then I uninstalled it.
Okay. All right, so let's see here. Who's next? I'm thinking, you know what? Let's just get it out of the way. Mike, have you been playing Legend of Zelda recently?
You will never guess. Yes.
I always believe
you. Really?
There's just still so much to do.
It's my
game of the year so far.
Have you made any progress on the main story?
No, I still have the Goron dungeon. Like, that whole area of the map I've not explored. But I'm getting pretty close to, I've got 3/4 of all the hearts, and my stamina gauge is full.
Okay.
But there's, like, a lot to do. And there's so much stuff in this game that I want to do this time around that I had no desire to do in Breath of the Wild. Like, the Hyrule Compendium, where you take pictures of everything.
Okay.
Like, that's ended up being a fun little side quest, just trying to get the best pictures I can of every item that's in there.
So they crammed Pokemon Snap into this game, too?
Nah, it's not like Pokemon Snap.
That's me and Final
It's really just... It's more like if you mix the scanning mechanic from Metroid,
okay,
with just taking pictures. Like, if you take a picture of something, then it's in your little log now, and okay, it'll give you information on, like, where to find it and that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
But it was in Breath of the Wild. I just never did anything with it.
Yeah, I remember the photos from that. Okay. So, any hope you're going to put that game down anytime soon and play something else? I don't know.
I could still go back and play stuff. I don't want to. I'm enjoying playing this.
You were so...
Which is crazy. I love it. I love the fact that there's one game that has solely taken up my free time. I got my money's worth.
Okay.
Or like, Angela's money's worth, because it was a gift.
You got Angela's money's worth.
It was the best birthday gift.
You say that to a group of people that all gave you a birthday gift, so thanks.
I didn't this year, because I was poor.
I was going to say, I remember having to go to several stores to try to find your birthday gift. I'm real happy to hear that Angela just beat the crap out of me.
Can't believe you like gift
my...
from your wife more.
Damn straight.
I got Mike a game for his birthday.
Yeah, exactly.
A knockoff Zelda.
A game which he has not touched, mind you. He just freely admits. He's like, no, just threw it aside. Yeah.
I'm sitting on the game of the year right now for getting my birthday present.
I know I'm going to save a couple of bucks next May. I can tell you that much. Oh, okay. Play Battle Network, please. You were so hyped for that game.
Well,
and you.
They should have put it out sooner. It's not like they couldn't have. It was made over 20 years ago.
True. I was going to just quickly aside, Mike, did you see that Nintendo has officially announced they expect the Switch's successor?
They haven't officially announced anything.
Late 2024. They announced it to their shareholders.
Oh, right.
That was old news. They said we wouldn't be talking about it until the next fiscal year.
Uh-huh.
But nothing definitive. It's just been a bunch of rumors coming out from multiple parties that makes it sound a little more likely.
Well, that and you tell the people that invest money in your company that you're going to be doing a new system. So, yeah.
You know, I was actually thinking, though, like, we're still living in the same cycle we always have, where new consoles come out every, what, 5 to 6 years? But that sounds like a stupid idea. No, if games are taking 2 to 3 times longer than it took for them to come out before, like, think about it. The development cycle of a game back in the NES, Super NES, all those times a year, tops.
Sure.
So it makes sense. Like, after 6 years, technology has progressed enough that, like, all right, we've done everything we can do on this system. But here, like, there are games that are taking over a system's life cycle just to be made.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous. We don't need systems that frequently if it's going to take this long.
The past two generations, we've actually extended it. We've had the longest two generations in a row. We're up to, I think it's actually 7 or 8 is a conservative lifespan for the generations right now.
A lot of that is just overlap, though. That doesn't count.
No, because we typically have a mid-generation refresh for all the systems. And that goes back to the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 era. Because they literally will make a console that's designed to run the games better than they can from launch.
They did that with PlayStation 2 also. I feel like there's a different...
They did the Slims, but they weren't all that
different. Even the NES and the SNES got revisions. They just happen
after the next one launched.
Or at the very tail end.
Okay.
Like the top loader NES.
Oh, which is so expensive still to this day because it's still works. Oh. All right, real quick, what was everybody's favorite mid-generation refresh of a system?
Probably one of the DSs.
I liked when they made the cheaper PS4 so that when I was visiting out here, I could just buy one so I could play Overwatch.
Okay. The little one.
Yeah, I think the PS4, when I upgraded to the Pro, and I think that was the best for me.
I am going to go with a controversial one here. I'm going to say the Xbox One S. So I had all three, I had all of them. I had the original launch version. I had the S, and then I got the X at the end. That's what they ended up calling that one, the Xbox One X, right?
Oh, now you can tweet.
Yeah. And now it's Xbox Series X S, which is like they were challenged by Nintendo on the most convoluted console name.
No, but that was the one that I like the change from, like, it went from an all black console to a white. It was much smaller. It worked better. Do you still have your launch edition Xbox One, Mike?
Actually, maybe in the box somewhere.
Mine was always like cooking towards the end, like right before the S came out. I was like,
yeah,
this thing has got to be upgraded at some point. Okay. All right. So, Samantha, what have you been playing?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay. It's time. Samantha, regale us with tales of druids and bears.
I'm just going to take a nap.
I haven't real quick. Even found the druid. So, I mean, that druid. I found some druids. And I accidentally committed some war crimes or something.
Samantha, I'm getting real tired of censoring all these episodes to cover up your crimes. Now I gotta cover up war crimes.
Listen,
now?
Because it's very, very similar to, like, it's funny because I was up till 6 because we were playing Pathfinder last night till about 2 a.m. and then I just wanted to go on. I like had so much coffee, I was like, time to go back on Baldur's Gate. And but this is, I think, the closest to simulating that experience in a video game because there's just so many options.
Please clarify that experience.
The Pathfinder,
for the
tabletop experience, Dungeons and Dragons, okay. Pathfinder, just like the amount of freedom you have to make really stupid choices and I heard, I think I read it has 1,700 different endings.
1,700?
Yeah, it's insane. There's so many things you can do or not do. Like, I just, before we got on the call, I moved into another area, and I guess that was like the cutoff for me finishing some quests. Which there's something like that in Final Fantasy 16 too, but not quite the same. FYI. So make sure you do all your side quests.
Also agree, make sure you do all your side quests.
Oh, so they're like missable zones where once you progress to a certain point, you can't go back?
For 16, there's a story reason for it. For Baldur's Gate, I don't know why I couldn't do them anymore.
Yes, yeah. Probably just to get more endings out of it.
Probably. I mean, now I want to replay it and make sure I do those things. But, it's just been great. But yeah, I did. There's like a druid camp, and they want to like close off their grove and kick all the tieflings out. And then the tieflings are like, "Help us reason with this one woman by killing her." So I was like, "All right." And then I go to kill one person. I come out of murdering that one person, and all of the druids are dead. Just
yeah,
like,
yeah. You led the onslaught.
I was like, this is not what I wanted. Especially.
That sounds like so many like Fallout missions where you're like, all right, I'm gonna do this, and you're like, whoa, this is going way in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Or yeah, there's just so many things like that. Or you like, I really love stealing everything. But I got put in jail because I kept messing with this gate. They're like, "Stop it!" I'm like, "I'm trying to, just don't look at me." But I got arrested. Then I broke out and I couldn't find my stuff. But then I found it. And then we killed everybody in there anyway. They're goblins.
So they're not real people.
They were
then,
evil
right?
Anyway. Yeah. Like, they were murdering a bunch of people and. I just was able to like use persuasion to get them to not like to, and a little bit of mind reading to make them think that I was part of their little group.
So just a real quick question for you guys. Anybody know if podcasts are admissible in court? Just just planning ahead here.
Oh, because for when I commit actual murders.
Yes.
Oh, okay,
I mean,
okay.
It's
okay,
just
okay,
a matter
okay,
of time
okay.
Shortly.
It's just fun. There's a million different ways to solve a problem. So I ended up just turning, like, I needed to get these spiders out, so I turned one of my party members invisible and made him walk over to the lever, and then the spiders came out. Because the first time I started attacking the goblins, they kicked my ass.
Okay.
So there's a lot of saves coming. Like, a lot. Oh, and I gave, so there's, like, camp clothing, you know, like, they were, like, casual clothes in camp, but you can like switch everybody around, so I made all the male characters wear the women's underwear for equality, and it just looks so funny. Just in camp, I laugh at them.
Okay.
So
you're definitely enjoying the game, I take it then.
Yeah, it's weird because, you know, the beta was like kind of fun. Well, I played it like the day early access came out. It was like 2.5 years ago. It was kind of buggy, obviously. And I was, like, kind of into it, but eh. So I wasn't expecting to get so engrossed, like, just immediately sucked into this one, but it's really, really fun.
Okay. I'm going to have to look up footage for this game. I admit, I'm aware of the titles, like Baldur's Gate, Baldur's Gate 2.
Were these the arcade games, or am I thinking of a different?
Is that Gauntlet?
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking of Gauntlet.
I think it had a similar...
Where it's like a
four-player,
like, fantasy...
I think, like...
So 1 and 2, they were just PS2 games, right?
I think they must have also been on PC, because there's mods.
Hmm.
All right, let me ask this. Are they... I don't have, like, any reference for the game itself. Is it, like, a top-down, like... RPG?
It is like a co-op game, though, right? They always were.
You can, yeah. So I'm running a solo one, which is me and NPCs, and then I'm going to play one with my friends, and then I'm going to play one with Skid also.
Okay. But is it like... Or is it like first person, like Skyrim?
Not,
like, how does it control and play?
It's like... I know it's also available on, like, PlayStation 5 and stuff, so I don't know what it would look like for that. Maybe just normal movement. But, It's top down if you want it to be, or you can kind of move behind your. It took me a minute to get used to the camera because it's not WSAD controls. It's like click and they run. to it.
Oh, okay.
And then you just, like, so I'm always kind of ahead of my party, like, looking at where I want them to go. But then they, like, start chattering, so I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what are you guys talking about? I have to zoom back to them. And then there's, like, passive perception and survival checks and stuff as you go, so... It's fun. I can't imagine playing on tactician mode, because just balanced mode alone is pretty rough sometimes. But it feels really good. Like, you can, and they don't stop you from wandering where you shouldn't.
Hmm. So it's like tactician, like expert mode or something like that?
Yeah, like hard mode, I guess.
It's just our harder difficulties. Okay.
I won't touch it. Maybe I would do story mode on a second run through just to make it easier. Yeah, it's really fun. I recommend it.
All right. Well, I am happy to say that I have been playing a new game that just came out very recently that honestly really connects with how we started here.
Pressure washing simulator.
Not pressure washing simulator. I'm playing the new Double Dragon Gaiden. This is a game that kind of just like, hey, guess what? New Double Dragon game's coming out. Guess what? It's coming out next month.
It's coming out.
Yeah, so Double not Dragon. A lot of hype built up for it. And it's like, hey, guess what? This game's $30.
Who developed it?
It's an independent company I've never heard of. They did license it from Arc Systems, so we are at least keeping it the rights holders. It's not sold the rights again. That's good. Let me look that up real quick. But I will also mention there is something that kind of troubles me about this game, is that you guys, I think everybody has played TMNT Shredder's Revenge, right? Mike, mm-hmm. I know you played it.
I've seen it.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually, you've seen it. It's actually very much that kind of game. Mike, the company that developed it's called Secret Base PTE Limited. So it's kind of like a real, it's got an arcade feel, but it is designed to be kind of just played quickly. The thing that I don't like about that is I would hate to see any beloved series kind of just relegated to these, like, oh, we'll just make a quick little, make a couple of bucks game instead of someone trying to do something new with it or something like that. Not that you have, that people haven't tried to do everything with Double Dragon, and it's definitely hit or miss. But it also, like I said, it kind of hit the nostalgia points for me. It plays really well. It actually has a very interesting kind of like meta game going on, because it has like a lot of like, I almost want to call it like RPG choices, because you don't have save files, because there's only kind of like four levels and a fifth optional level, but you kind of have to like decide if you're going to keep that save going or not, because you need like they're called tokens in this game to like unlock things. But if you want those, you often have to sacrifice the entire game to convert your money earned into tokens to unlock it. So if you have a really good run going, your only options are to two things: beat the whole game, or if you lose, like, you have to sacrifice a certain amount of money to continue, and eventually those continues get very, very expensive. So you have to literally make a decision and be like, crap, I'm on the fourth level, I'm next to the boss, but I've got a ton of money. Do I want to keep spending continues and losing money? So it's interesting for that. But like I said, it's fun. I bought it on Xbox because I definitely wanted a physical edition. And but it's good. It's pretty good. Other than that, I actually decided to play Advance Wars for a little bit. And I do like the improvements. It is nice to play it on a bigger screen, but that game is still pretty slow, even when you're using all the fast-forward options, so it's fun. You like play maybe one level or something like that. I'm hope to play Battle Network soon, but I don't know. I just thought that was fun.
How far did you get in 16?
Oh, I beat it. I did finish that game.
So we just have to wait for JJ.
We do. Yes. Then we can have an official discussion of it. Yes.
All right. Yes. I'll get to it. About 30 days. I'll have it done.
Perfect.
Yeah, I had to sit down and kind of make it a homework assignment to beat it in one weekend. I spent like the whole week doing like chores and stuff like that that I would normally have done on the weekend. Be like, all right, now I can sit down and actually spend the entire day finishing off this game. And I will say, not a spoiler, JJ, I'm just going to warn you of a frustration that I had. When you get to the penultimate level, you're going to be hit with about 57 side quests just dropping on it. So if you've been cleaning your side quests up, just know that it's coming, because I was almost furious. I was pretty mad when I saw that happen, because I was like, all right, cleaning all this up, got to wrap it up, got everything ready. And it's just like, oh, by the way, here's a lot of things. And they're like, they're the type of side quests that are like, they're not really optional. You're going to do these. Just know that you've got that coming.
But some of them you'll like more than others, depending on how you feel about different characters.
Yes.
But you know, by design, if they're going to drop something like that in the game, why would they give you small quests? Like, give this guy some food, and he's just, you know, 50 feet in front of you or something like that.
They just... when you get done with it, we'll have a full discussion about... those things, because I also want to hear about like what builds you guys use for the characters. There's
a
lot of discussion.
OP1.
Yeah, we'll have to compare and contrast, which is another reason I was like, I'm so glad the DMC guy is working on this game, and as long as they keep making Final Fantasies that are just DMC lights, I'll keep playing them. They've got my money if they keep doing that. All right. Anything else we want to talk about, or are we ready to call it an episode here?
I did want to mention, you know, I was telling you that I do think I would get a PS5 to be able to play Spider-Man and Viewfinder.
Yeah.
And I've been holding out for them to do like a better version of the PS5, or there to be some kind of a deal, and they did announce a Spider-Man 2 version.
Ooh.
And I looked at it and I was like, I don't want this shit. It's $100 more. And then like, I've never been a fan of the like the game themed consoles.
Okay.
I do want the final,
because they're a little too flashy.
They're hit or
and
miss.
Like the Spider-Man one, it's...
I don't like the Spider-Man.
It's ugly.
I think it's ugly too.
Final Fantasy.
And you don't get the physical game.
You don't get that anymore. I mean, you guys bought Angela the Animal Crossing Switch, and it didn't even have the game either. And wasn't it more expensive?
But it was the same price.
Oh,
was it?
Crazy.
I was gonna say, I thought it was more expensive.
I bought the Fire Emblem 3DS XL, and that did not come with Fire Emblem. But it is pretty.
Okay.
I got the Zelda DS Lite, and that was pretty, because it was just a gold console with the Triforce on it. That was it. Just
now,
simple.
Mike, do I not recall that you... Go ahead, Samantha.
Oh,
sorry.
The design is like a little bit less white than the thing, so it's like not... It's very nice.
JJ, weigh in on these. Where do you...
I thought the Destiny PS4 looked amazing, because it was an all-white.
Yes.
That was pretty cool. To Mike's point, the new Spider-Man looks terrible.
It does.
Well, the console. However, what would, like, 10-year-old Mike think? Would you think that was the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life?
I was also going to point out that Mike has a collection. He may not have them anymore, but at one time, he had some pretty rare DSs. you had a couple of different ones because I tried to get one off of you, and you're like, I'm not selling it to you.
It was that Zelda DS yeah, Lite.
It was, yes. And you were like, no, I'm never selling this. And didn't you have the Metroid one too?
I don't think they made a Metroid.
They did make a Metroid one.
A Metroid console?
No. It's a DS. Because DS, or Nintendo made a bunch of those DS's special editions. And I'm kind of in the middle with these consoles. Like, JJ mentioned that Destiny PlayStation 4 looked sick. There were a couple of other... I actually liked the PlayStation 4 Spider-Man console. It was red with the white emblem on it. I was like, that looks really good. I don't know if I'd want that one for everyday use, though. I'm kind of with Mike on that. I was like, this would not necessarily look great.
Wow. Oh, they did make one.
I should sell my 3DS. Holy shit.
You probably should. Oh, shit. Especially if you have the box and stuff.
I don't have the box, yeah. But even used ones are going for like $400.
I know Mike's got the box on his.
No, so I never had that Metroid system. I didn't realize they made one.
I think it was like one of the last ones they made.
Well, it was a bundle with Metroid Returns.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
But, I'm also unfortunately going to pile on the Spider-Man 2 console. It does not look as good or as sharp as the original Spider-Man 4 PS4.
I just, if it was something simple, it would be fine. I don't know. It's the same thing with, like, wearing clothing we were talking about with, like, big branded. unless they're paying me, I'm not advertising.
I will say... while we're on this consoles thing, I mentioned to Samantha that I changed out my plates for some vented plates PS5. And I do like the ability to switch those out. Like, as dumb as they were, I thought the Xbox 360 faceplate things were really cool. They just never made one that I wanted. They always had, like, some really lame designs. But I love the idea of being...
customizable.
Out. Oh, I thought yes, there was a Final Fantasy PS5, but there's just plates or covers. My friend got them.
That's the other thing too. I was like, unlike the other PlayStation 4. Oh yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
They did do a console bundle, but I guess it's just a normal system with the game.
Yes.
It comes. She got the controller also.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. And unfortunately, scalpers have also jumped all over these things.
Oh, I know.
And I just don't get it. Not for this one.
I did want the Zelda Pro Controller.
Okay.
But I had it ordered for over a month on Amazon, and they canceled my order. And it has not been in stock anywhere since.
Jeez.
Boo.
And I refuse to pay for scalpers.
I as well. Oh. All right. Now that we got that discussion done as well, anything else?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I was thinking about a few games that I own. This goes way back to the very beginning conversation that we had. And sure. I realized that I do own Make Your Own Music Video with Criss Cross and the other version with Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
That's something to be proud of.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally proud of them, but yeah, sorry to bring that late.
JJ, I'm going to say
that's the perfect button.
Many years from now, sir, when it's time for your passing, I hope you will consider bequeathing those to a museum where they belong. I'm just going to say that.
It's a part of my childhood. Those were like my favorite acts when I was growing up.
Hey, good ones too. Good ones. Well, I think this has been a good episode, so we'll cut it here and we'll say goodbye, folks.
Bye. We stay on topic for the whole thing.
Bye. The whole time. Never
proud of us.
Never wondered.